A single man. Alright, so a single man is about, it's about this guy. He's sort of an upper class, fancy gentleman. So he's in his late 30s, early 40s, mid 40s. This movie takes place in the 1950s, and it's about this guy, played by Colin Firth, who's a homosexual professor. And of course, being the 1950s, it's you know, being gay isn't something that's open, so he's a bit secretive about it. Anyway, at the beginning of the film, you find out that Colin Firth's character has lost his lover of so many years. And essentially, the rest of the film is about him trying to cope with this loss over a few days, and the many encounters that he has with the various people in his life, and all that. So yeah, that's it. So, on to the review. A really good movie, though I had no idea going into it that it would be the Brokeback Mountain of 2009. Boy, was I surprised. Heterosexual discomfort aside, I enjoyed it, despite its showy cinematography and occasionally overwritten dialogue and narrative. And what a performance from Colin Firth. I was skeptical of Firth at first. Along with hardly ever being the lead, isn't he primarily known in cinema for his great love of awkward, emotionally insecure, yet attractive and ultimately good-hearted women? He takes an almost 180-degree turn here by playing a classy, older, upscale homosexual who has just lost his younger lover of 15-something years. What a contrast. At first, I had trouble separating him from his other roles, but within a few minutes, all my doubts were cast aside, and by the end of the film, I had trouble seeing him as anything but the character he was portraying. Firth completely reinvents himself here, and well deserves all the attention this film has given him. Stylistically, the film was a bit of a mess. Some scenes are beautiful, and they work, but others are just too showy for my liking. The cinematography reminded me of City of God, if the filmmakers of that film had shown some artistic restraint. It's not terrible, but it is distracting at times, and often unnecessary. I also thought the narrative was a bit silly at times. It seems like every guy Firth's character runs into is gay, model-esque, and interested in him sexually. Really? I understand that the film is portraying a heightened sense of reality and all, but come on. The ending I thought was also lacking. Not sure how else they could have ended it, but I don't know, it wasn't satisfactory given the journey Firth's character has gone through. I guess it was ironic in some ways, but eh. He should have just stuck to his original plan. Still, despite these flaws, I enjoyed the film. Parts that worked really worked, and some of the dialogue was quite brilliant. The whole scene near the end of the film between Firth and Julianne Moore was really well done, and pretty successfully explored the complicated relationship between these two in a way you don't often see in cinema, or anywhere, really. Overall, a really good, if a bit hammy film at times. Oh, and the male nudity was a tad excessive, but I guess it's understandable given the plot. Still, I'd have preferred less. It was enjoyable, well-acted, and mostly nice to look at. And what a great soundtrack. Worth watching. 4 to 5.